Next case is 11,802. James Freeman is seeking variances from the front yard and side yard setbacks. Okay, and this is the gentleman with the extension of the garage, was it? He needed the extra, he needed the room. Also for the, for the boat and for the, was it the wheelchair or the ramp back of the vehicle? His garage has an extension of the door.
And there's also a side yard variance for an existing outside shower.
Right, and side yard variance.
Two components there to consider. The one proposed, the one is existing.
Right. Thank you.
You know, it seemed to me, it seemed not 100% clear, how much of a variance was necessary, other than the variance was necessary in regard to the situation of being wheelchair bound, perhaps for short term, but maybe long term, depending on how the surgery went. In the event that it was short term, it would then be for the boat.
Right.
And I guess in the event that it was long term, it would be for the handicap.
Mm-hmm.
From what I gathered, the existing vehicle does fit in the garage. Mm-hmm. So in order to accommodate the handicap situation front for passing in front of the vehicle and back for a wheelchair to be on the back of the vehicle, I don't see where they need 10 feet or a 7.1-foot variance, but instead maybe a 5-foot variance and 8 feet. That would give them 4 feet front, 4 foot back.
Mm-hmm. I can go along with that typically. I just kept hearing when you were the boat, it'd be the motor on, motor off, but you did hear someone on that. But what's it, a 4 foot for the wheelchair? What is that?
I think ADA requires 4.
ADA requires 4, but I looked that up.
I don't know that a wheelchair on the back of a vehicle requires 4 feet, but it may.
I think I wrote that down. The ADA requirement is 4 foot. Let me make sure before I say something wrong here. Yeah.
I guess
you're right. It is 4 foot. Okay.
Not really. I have medical here.
Yeah, I agree with Mr. Mills. I don't, there are surprisingly plenty of people showed up in opposition to this for, and maybe it's because parking is a premium down there, but.
Right.
I could go along with the 8 foot.
8 foot, okay. Mr. Riff, how do you feel?
Yeah, I'll go along with the 8 foot. I was just looking at that myself. And
understanding that not an 8 foot variance, but a 5 point or 5.1 foot.
Yeah. Basically, in addition, it's 8 feet deep rather than 10.5 feet deep.
Right.
Right.
8 foot deep.
Instead of, he wanted 10, didn't he, or something?
12, 10.
Did he say he would agree to the 8 foot, though? Yeah. I got 8 foot wrote down here for some reason.
Yeah.
Said he could.
He said he could go 8 foot. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I got
no problem with that, too.
I don't have none either.
I don't have any problem with it.
Okay. Then if everyone's in agreement and there's no further discussion needed. Then
Mr. Chairman, just also don't forget about the side yard variance for the shower.
Mr. Mills. On that first part then, and now, Mr. Mills, what about that? Or everybody about this other part? That was a proposed, now we got the existing.
Yeah, I can't remember if that was something that was put in there and after the house was built or.
Right.
Yeah. Prior to him purchasing the property, I think it was.
Yeah, after the fact.
Wasn't created by the applicant.
Yeah, it wasn't created by the applicant. I remember that. I put a notation there.
I believe he purchased it that way.
Yeah.
After the fact.
Not created by applicant.
Right.
That's what happened.
Not created by him. Okay, so we got one motion proposed. We're going to go 8 foot.
Well, I haven't made a motion.
No, I'm deliberating. Just making notes to myself.
Oh. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. You get my age, you have to make these notes. I'm getting like Mr. Sharp.
You're his age?
Oh. He's taking them on me. He's taking them on. Oh, we got a meeting going on. He's taking them on me, guys. Watching me. Okay.
Half his age.
Okay.
Probably not.
All right.
Yep. Wait up very much. Go, go. Then Chair will entertain a motion. Sign your.
Chairman, because of the future handicap, I think of the request is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, and that is the hardship that the applicant has, which obviously isn't created by him. And I think that a variance is necessary both for the shower, as it wasn't created by the applicant, for the 2 feet, and a variance of 5.1 feet necessary for the handicap. And I'd make a motion that we approve case number 11,802 for such.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I just wanted to make clear the amount of the front yard setback variance that was
5.1.
So that would allow him to have an 8.5 foot deep addition.
8.2, I guess.
Yeah.
Because I believe it's 7.1, and that was for one that was 10.5.
Right.
10.5.
Yes. Okay, you're right.
So
8.5.
Okay. Very good.
5.1.
8.5.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, do I have a second to Mr. Mills's motion?
I'll second that.
Okay. I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickard that we approve case number 11,802.
That's a good looking favor.
Mr. Wharton?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Rickard?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason had been stated, so by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,802 is approved. Yeah. Okay. Again, gentlemen, and that takes care of everything for this evening. There's one under the table, one was denied, and 7 approved. Okay, if there's no further business to come before the board, and we're open for adjournment.
So moved.
All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
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 Motion carried. The meeting is now adjourned, subject to call.